When most little boys were running up and down stairs, Ben Dupree was using his arms to pull himself up the wood banister in his home in University Park. His mom, Debbie, knew something was wrong.
I can remember just kind of any step that he would take, just being worried that he was going to fall.
At 9 years old, Ben was diagnosed with Duchenne muscular dystrophy. Like an estimated 1 in 3,500 boys, his muscles were beginning to weaken, starting with his hips and thighs. For a while, Ben continued to walk. But after he slipped when he was 15, he decided it was time for a wheelchair.
I kind of was almost in denial, almost kind of ignoring it, pushing it off.
You know it's going towards the decline that you don't want to see, but at the same time, you don't have to grit your teeth every time your son's taking a step.
Doctors told Debbie Dupree Ben would be dead by the time he was 19. For many boys, that's the case. But here he is at 23, in his living room, sitting in a wheelchair outfitted in a gray SMU sweatshirt. He just graduated with a degree in biochemistry. By this age, most young men with Duchenne can't lift their own arms to feed themselves and forget about completing midterms. Ben's success in slowing down the disease is partly genetic luck and a lot of support from people like his mom.
We have spent a lot of time and a lot of expense going to additional therapies to keep him in the shape that he's in.
Stretching, standing, modifying the house to make rooms wheelchair accessible, taking medications like steroids, doing research.
You know, the emotional impact of this on him and our family and other families with muscular dystrophy is huge.
There have been many attempts over many years to find cures for this disease. And while some of the approaches that have been taken have provided some short-term benefit, ultimately, they inevitably succumb to the disease if they have a mutation in the dystrophin gene.
Dr. Eric Olson is chairman of molecular biology at UT Southwestern. His latest research is shaking the Duchenne muscular dystrophy community. Why? Well, he's figured out how to use a new gene editing tool in mice to correct the mutation that causes the disease.
It's really amazing because what it allows one to do is to go into the DNA sequence of the body and with absolute precision to change even a single letter in the DNA code or to snip out a tiny segment that may have a mutation, and then to eliminate that mutation permanently.
The gene editing tool is called CRISPR-Cas9. To understand how it works, imagine a big banner in the sky. It's supposed to say, congratulations, but instead reads, congratulations. You have to figure out a way to reach the banner, then cut out that extra letter, L. That's what this high-tech pair of gene editing scissors makes possible. Granted, instead of editing a banner, we're talking about editing a gene about the size of a mustard seed. And instead of doing it in humans, Olson's team did it in mice. Still,
it was a great study.
Dr. Gang Bao is a bioengineering professor at Rice. He says the possibility of using gene editing to treat diseases like muscular dystrophy is exciting. Imagine a single injection correcting muscles in the body, including the heart. A major challenge, Bao says, is keeping these nano scissors from cutting what they're not supposed to.
They may cut at the location you want them to cut, but they may also cut at other locations, which could cause a disease. So the potential is there.
As researchers work to refine the technique and prepare for human trials, young men like Ben Dupree are cheering from the sidelines.
I would like to see a stop in my decline, which I think is probable with this, but it may not be in the near future.
Ben's near future is promising. He just applied for a master's degree and wants to be a genetic counselor. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.